Hello. This story is the only remaining record of our existence, and the events which led us into obscurity. Everything else has been scrubbed from time. Makeshift Stories 113, Series Chapter 2, The Aleutian. Janva struggled to keep on track as she threaded her way along the web-like strands of the sub-ether. It was as if there was a wind, or some other force trying to blow or drag her off course. There was nothing like this phenomenon in any of the records, and even her mentor, Serene, had never mentioned an effect approximating the resistance she was encountering. Serene had been the first person the Council had asked to take on the mission, but she had refused to come out of retirement, recommending Janva, her star understudy, instead. Now, Janva's mind, moving deep through the quantum streams, was in trouble. At the very edge of her consciousness, she could sense something shapeless. Something or someone who did not want her to succeed. Had the Council known about this? Was this their real reason they were in such a rush to send her to police a minor banished species? The Council claimed it had recently become aware of life on the third planet, and ostensibly that was the reason for the mission. But Janva suspected it was not entirely correct, and it was too late to ask questions. She had already completed dozens of transmutation missions without incident. Whatever was resisting her, she could handle it, Janva reassured herself. In the entire history of the Council, not one transmutation had failed. It was why the Aleutian had been so successful. Their mastery of the subreal was without challenge, and the ultimate source of their immense power. The Aleutian had been sculpting the physical universe for as far back as their history had been recorded. How they learned the art was lost in the vagueness of collective memory and haze of the distant past. So as far as history was concerned, they had always been a post-technological and post-physical society. They did not need machines to make things or assist them. They no longer lived in a single physical location, but existed everywhere sentience took root, moving their minds and their influence from host to host, at times simply existing in the complex patterns of the subreal. They protected this ephemeral realm, watching for disruptions that detuned and deformed the beautiful harmony of its song. Those malignant tones that invaded like a cancer were always the quantum roots of some physical catastrophe, an extinction-sized comet impact, or a climate disaster, or massive artificial change, such as the destructive activity of a spacefaring race spreading beyond its homeworld. That was how the Triffle came to their attention. Descendants of the Sciuridae family, or tree-climbing rodents. Squirrels, who had come down from the branches and learned to walk on their hind legs. Despite their diminutive physical stature, the Triffle had become a tidal wave of disruption, which had rapidly altered whole star systems, poisoning the sub-ether strata that supported them. It appeared to be in their DNA. They were hoarders, always looking for new territory to pilfer from. But the Aleutian did not make moral decisions. They simply maintained the balance and harmony, so the exile of the Triffle was not done out of spite, or anger, or fear. It was simply the most practical way to resolve a problem, and nothing more. She put those thoughts aside for the moment to focus on the consciousness she was targeting, zeroing in on its roots in the subreal. The mind was shrouded in a protective web, something she had not seen before. Another presence appeared to be trying to manifest around its mind, starting to cut off her target from the underlying ether. Janva knew she only had seconds and pressed forward as fast as she could before the last remaining openings were closed. She recklessly threw herself into integration with the target, something they were all taught not to do. It was a novice mistake. However, taking the correct amount of time to find the perfect opportunity was not an option in this case. Janva woke in a large office with ceiling-to-floor windows, which offered a view of an immense underground installation. She experimented by flexing her host's limbs. They were covered in soft black fur. There would be the usual disorientation until she settled into this new alien body. She let her thoughts reach out. The host would be asleep as long as she stayed, and would have no recollection of her presence or what transpired. It would not even know she had been there.
"Get out of my head!"
The inner voice raged like a storm, catching Janva off guard. There shouldn't have been a voice. She felt her control wane. Something was wrong. The host was fighting back. It was inconceivable. It had never happened before.
"Get out!"
the voice demanded, this time with so much force that Janva almost obeyed, but instead fought back. The host was gaining strength. The other presence was helping it.
"Why are you here? What do you want?"
She aimed the thought at the interloper, but it was already gone. The damage was done. The integration was incomplete. The host was aware of her and fought for control. They both struggled and failed to become dominant. She could feel and hear his thoughts and could sense his mind intermingling with hers. Understanding grew in the host. He knew what she was and how she had gotten there. That should not have been possible. Janva tried to retreat into the ether. It was a last-ditch maneuver, which she knew could damage a host's mind. His name was Galen, and he realized that too. In desperation, he somehow managed to cut off her escape. She was trapped, but so was he. Neither could gain control. Galen called someone on a massive vacuum tube-powered radio, struggling with Janva to get out a coherent message, but managed to alert the person on the other end that there was a problem. She heard a broken response through heavy static. Someone would be coming. And if she didn't, Galen and her would still be locked in a battle for control. It was a worst-case scenario. Her presence would be revealed. The host broke through for a moment and screamed that he had been possessed. But before he could say anything else, Janva pushed him back. Cut off from the subreal, she had no choice. She would have to win control. She heard hurried footsteps outside, pushed the host's mind as far back as she could, and braced herself. The door burst open.
"Sit down,"
she tried to say in the host's voice. Suddenly, Galen gained control, and different words came out.
No, I'm compromised.
Before she could regain control or say anything more, the creature who had just entered the room took in a deep breath, inflating itself, puffing up its fur, exposing rows of bony spikes along its back. Then it suddenly leapt at her, arms outstretched, claws directed at her throat. At the last moment, Janva forced Galen's body to spin out of the way. The attacker saw the move and managed to rotate and spread its body to absorb the impact, then hit the polymer-coated rock behind her and slumped down on the floor, dazed.
You have been listening to Ceres, a Makeshift Stories production. Ceres is released once a month between the 1st and the 7th. The story is written by Alan V. Hare and read by Mitchell Too. Opening and closing music by David H. If you'd like to connect with us, please send an email to makeshiftstories@gmail.com or visit our website at makeshiftstories.com. You can help us out by writing a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio or any of your favorite podcast services. Ceres and Makeshift Stories are released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial attribution, no derivative license, which means that you are free to share our stories. Just remember to credit us, and don't alter anything.
Thanks for listening to our new series. And please come back between the 15th and the 20th for Makeshift Stories regular podcast, somewhere, sometime.